speaking on this program is Brother Gary Cawley.
Our question for this week, why does God allow suffering and grief in the world? Well, we realize for sure that suffering and grief are in the world, and therefore there must be some reason for it. We have learned in studying about Mary and Martha and Lazarus that the reason there was that Jesus might show forth the mighty works of God, and that men and women might believe through the miracle which he did in raising Lazarus from the dead, that Jesus Christ was the Son of God. But the weeping at the tomb of Lazarus was not by accident, and it was certainly not something that was just put on. It was just as sincere and compassionate as it could possibly be. Our Lord would tell us later, "Weep with those that weep, and rejoice with those that rejoice." When we see our compassionate Lord weeping, it causes us deepness of sorrow also. When we see Him having compassion for the widow of Nain, or over the city of Jerusalem that refused to repent, or over the weary and the heavy laden, we see one who has an interest in man and a sincere desire for man to be better in his sight than what he is now. An anonymous writer holds that there are only two things in life that really count. He said one is character and the other is human sympathy. Well, we hasten to emphasize that Christian character necessarily includes human sympathy. Our English word sympathy comes from a Greek word background, some meaning with, plus patheo, which refers to feelings or sufferings. And so the word means, therefore, to be affected with the same feelings as another, to feel for, to have compassion for. It means the act or the capacity of entering into or sharing the feelings and interest of another. In Hebrews 4:15, there's a beautiful passage that says, "We have not a high priest who cannot be touched with the feelings of our infirmities, but one who in all points is tempted like as we are, yet without sin." Touched with the feelings of is translated from the sympathio. In Hebrews 10:34 we have, "For ye both had compassion on them that were in bonds, and took joyfully the spoiling of your possessions." Had compassion is translated from the same word that shows the Lord has compassion upon us. When we talk about sorrows and grief, we realize that the Lord, being compassionate, also taught us how to deal with the grief-stricken. The Lord, number one, went to these people. He went to Martha and Mary when they were in sorrow. The very fact of His presence meant so much to the bereaved. The Lord talked with the bereaved. In a very special way, He pointed them to His teaching, and He listened. Often the grief-stricken are anxious to have someone listen to them. He entered so lovingly and so deeply into their sorrow. His abundant love was evident to all. He wept with them. He did what He could to help. Likewise, we are enjoined, as I said before, to rejoice with them that rejoice and weep with them that weep, Romans 12:15. As we strive day by day to comfort the grief-stricken, let us follow, to the extent that we can, the beautiful example given us by the Lord on that sad day but glorious day in Bethany, when He went and found those sorrowing people, and yet He made them happy because He brought resurrection unto His friend Lazarus. What a wonderful thought to see then what grief-stricken people may have by those who follow the Lord's teaching.